Giger. Chibis. I'm digging a hole, diggy diggy hole, diggy diggy hole.
Okay.
Welcome. I am a dwarf.
Welcome to Big Timmy's house. My name is Big Timmy. Digging a hole with me tonight, or this episode, is Jazz Chicken. And also my lovely co-host is with us, Lady Giggles.
Hello!
And Milo is throwing things off the side and into your faces. Like, it's going to be an interactive episode for you this week because, shit'll be flying at the microphone from Milo. You'll be like, look at this! It's a pan! Look at this! It's a jazz chicken!
It's a dwarf!
It's a day!
He's digging a hole!
Milo!
So this week, I thought what we could do is we could talk about a movie and play that movie game.
Try to open the cupboard.
Hang on.
We just have to deal with the cat first. Yeah, Bear with us.
He's trying to trash the place.
He is trying to trash the place.
Up on top of the extractor fan, opening up a cupboard.
Yep.
He just wanted to be on the podcast. That's all it is. Say hello.
Hello, I love you. Not you, though. I hate you. I'll kill you with my claws.
That's right. It is, isn't it? You're going to kill everyone with your claws because you're a big, strong warrior cat. Did you just bite me?
Yes.
That's not nice. Is it, eh? So, I thought after Milo's destroyed the area and bit me, we should do the movie game.
Sure.
And we should play it with the first of the Marvel movies, or the MCU as it's known. Iron Man.
Iron Man.
Now, did either of you see Iron Man in the cinema? Because I didn't. You did.
I think I did.
You went to see it with your dad.
I did.
I wasn't invited.
I don't know. Can't remember now. Quite a long time.
Yeah, it's quite a long time ago.
It was like 10 years ago.
2008.
Holy crap, really?
It's 11 years old now.
That's not good. You weren't even born, Milo.
No, I wasn't. But I had the rage to kill then.
You were the anger in the milk cat's eye.
I was. Oh, I'm so angry. I'm going to just run away now. I'll do it calmly over you then, Dad, because I like you.
That kid, you murder pretend.
Oh, pardon me. That might be the first fart I've done on podcast. So.
Bet if you didn't own up to it, no one would have actually noticed.
Probably not.
Probably not, no.
Hey, I'm all about owning it. So, who is the first character on the list?
Well, he's called Iron Man.
Iron Man?
Yeah.
Well, Iron Man...
Not his actual proper name, but Iron Man.
Iron Man is more of a command than...
I am man.
Character.
Yeah.
Iron Man. And he's like, okay. So he's a guy that...
Irons.
Irons shirts and trousers and pants and all sorts.
And he's made of iron.
So it should technically,
he's made
it
of
should,
iron, yeah.
It should technically say slash Tony Stark, but it doesn't.
It's pronounced Tony Stank.
Parcel for Tony Stank.
Tony Stank.
That's the best ending ever. I love it.
To any movie.
To any movie. I love that. I love that ending.
Even then, them killing the shark in Jaws.
Yeah.
You're like, nope,
no,
Tony Stank.
Tony Stank. I laughed so much after that.
Especially after the emotional emphasis of the film. Oh, we're skipping ahead.
I know.
Let's go to the next character.
You brought it up.
You brought it up.
No.
Oh, well, I did, but, you know.
Next character is Happy Hogan.
He's the manic depressive of the movie. He's really sad.
He's trying to be happy.
He's trying. He's trying his best, but he's like, no amount of ice cream and comic books is gonna make him happy.
Every time he smiles, he bursts into tears.
I love you. He's like, all right, calm down. Tony Stink. I love you.
I love you, Tony Stink.
He starts taking his shirt off and he's like, no, no happy.
Don't do it.
To take my clothes so you never feel cold again. I told you I'm fine. I've got this Persian rug around me. I've just ironed it. Right, who's next?
Pepper Potts.
Pepper Potts makes everyone sneeze. And she's a pot.
Filled with pepper.
Yeah.
And a piece of Peppa Pig.
She's a Peppa Pig pot that wanders around, sort of telling people what to do. Just giving everyone sass, being like, No, you don't. I am going to make you sneeze, boy. / girl. You can't tell the difference between boys and girls.
I'm Sneeze Boy.
I'm Sneeze Boy. Oh, wait, Sneeze Boy's the villain of the piece. I'm sure we'll get to him later. Who's next?
War Machine.
War Machine.
But I didn't think War Machine was in the first one. I thought War Machine...
Technically, War Machine isn't. It's Rhodey. No. Rhodey Rhodes.
Yeah.
Rhodey Rhodes. But he's a war machine because he's a machine.
Yeah,
he's a machine that goes, wah! Yeah.
What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Say it again now!
They're like, get him out of here.
They're not technically using their actual.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm going down.
Well, at least they didn't call Pepper Potts Rescue.
That's true. Actually, that's true.
That's her Iron Man name.
Yeah.
Because she can't be Iron Man because she's a lady. Woman. Can't be Iron Woman because she's not.
A woman.
Yeah, I guess that's the logic we'll follow. You can't just shout Iron because that's weird.
That's just weird.
So you'd be like, Rescue. What? What do you mean, Rescue?
You telling me to rescue someone?
Like, exactly. Rescue me from my dilemma.
Rescue me
from my dilemma. Rescue me.
So next is Ironmonger.
So he's just a shopkeeper at a store that sells iron.
Yeah,
he's just a regular guy, and they're like, "You're a baddie," and he's like, "No, I'm not."
Well, bad's a bad.
Want some fork handles?
Get your iron here. Get it while it's hot. Actually, wait till it's cold, and then you can get it. Otherwise, you won't be able to take it home.
You can try and take it home, but you'll probably burn your hands. And they're like grabbing it, and like, I told you to wait till it's cold. You won't have to pay more than a pound for that.
You don't have to shout. I'm standing right next to you.
Oh, I don't care. Why can't me properly? He can't talk properly. That's his mutant ability.
The major accident.
Oh, and Nicklin was a child, and now he wants me normally. Oh, wow.
Beaten up by a child with iron spoons.
It really hurts my mouth to do that voice, because I'm having to move my face around. Like, anyway, next.
Edwin Jarvis.
Edwin Jarvis.
Apparently that's his first name.
I mean, is that Paul Bettany's character?
Yeah.
See, it's not. He's not Edwin Jarvis though.
No,
he's,
I know.
Just Jarvis.
This is very bad.
Yeah, Google's fucked things up.
Yeah, Google has fucked things up.
So
things together.
Jarvis is. I mean, it's the most butler name you've ever had.
Yeah.
Is it? It's like a cheap knockoff of Ask Jeeves. It's a search engine.
It's a better version.
Yeah. It's the Marvel Universe's version because they couldn't have Ask Jeeves because they'd have to pay them money. So they're like, Ask Jarvis.
Yep.
Ask Jarvis, where's the nearest Man.
Sorry, I didn't understand that.
Ask Jarvis, where's the nearest place to get ham?
2 minutes around the
corner. If you wish to buy ham, you can go on this side today. Would you like to know more?
I would like to know more.
I do not understand like.
But you just said it.
And?
On Tuesdays.
Only on Tuesdays.
Only on Tuesdays do I give out ham recommendations. Are there any other ham related characters?
Kind of, I guess. Next person is Christine Everhart.
Christine Everhart?
She doesn't have a heart.
No.
She's a horrible person.
She's a scarecrow that comes to try and help Iron Man iron clothes. And she's like, if I only had an Iron Man.
Or an Iron Heart.
I want a brain.
Oh, yeah, she's after
Iron Man
a brain.
Wants the
heart. It's the lion, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, no.
Lion wants courage.
Oh,
the
no,
lion
really
wants courage.
Confused.
Right, yeah, so she's after courage.
Tin Man that wants...
She's all there, like, put him up. Wait, what's her name?
Christine Everhart.
So wait, she's the heart that they put in Iron Man because he's a tin man, because he doesn't have a heart.
Oh, there we go.
So they just shove a person inside his chest. So they both die.
Yeah.
And then they go, there you go, he's all good now.
I don't think you understand how science works, okay? They basically try things to...
Blasphemer!
Oh, shit. Here I go. I'm being burnt at the stake now.
With your demon magic.
Trying things to see if they work. Who's next?
Ho Yinzen.
Ho Yinzen.
Yep.
Ho Yinzen. Is
he's just a really nice guy who comes along and brings some drinks and maybe some burritos.
Yeah, he turns up and he's sort of like, hey guys, what's going on?
I got some burritos.
Yep.
Do you want a burrito?
Like, oh, thanks.
Yeah, yeah. He, real nice guy.
Whilst Iron Man's there slumped dead with a woman inside his chest.
He just feeds him tacos. Like that.
He feeds, puts it beside him.
Well, yeah, he doesn't feed him. He doesn't want to force his tacos on him. He's just sort of like, hey, if you want one,
it's
here.
It's
here. But you better eat soon, or does it go cold?
Or mouldy. Don't want that now.
Does anyone want a Dr. Pepper? And then he brings out Dr. Pepper.
That's the worst that could happen. And then Ultron arrives. And
oh, I guess that murderous robot.
Phil Coulson
is the man.
He is the man.
He's like, hey, and then the camera pans away.
Raza.
Yeah.
Ghoul.
Raza.
Yes. He's a guy that basically wants to watch the world burn, Master Wayne.
Definitely.
Enough said. He's a character from Batman.
And then we've got Amira Ahmed.
Amira is the tech support guy who comes in and sort of goes like,
yeah, whenever like the iron suit has any IT problems.
Yeah, he's or, just or, like, or have you tried turning it on and off again? And he's like, no, I haven't. Hang on.
Jarvis.
And he falls out the sky and kills, bursts into an orphanage and blows it up. And
Jarvis
then,
got some viruses from going onto Pornhub. And
he's in the suit watching porn. Just like, oh my God, I can't believe you're doing that with a donkey.
Sir, I cannot... control myself anymore.
Donkey porn.
Cabbages.
Oh, Jarvis, no! All of our Bitcoin have been stolen by hackers. Anyone else?
Major Allen.
God, he's a Major Allen. he's just an absolute Allen. He's a complete oh God, when you think Allen, that's him. His name is in, next to Allen in the dictionary.
He's a Major Allen.
What a Major Allen. I'm just imagining, like, people are talking about him in the corridor going, oh my god, he's a complete
see
Alan.
That guy. Such what? A major Alan.
What Alan? He's a major Alan.
What are you talking about? I don't know, but just look at him. Yeah, I suppose.
He really does.
He is a big Alan, isn't he?
If you look in the dictionary, next to Alan, his name is there. His picture's there, just like, you know. His name's there, obviously, because he's Alan, but. But you look at it and he's like, that's Alan. What an Alan. A major Alan.
Now we have. Last bit, his name's so long, it's only got half his surname. So William Ginter. Blur.
William Ginterblur is the guy that initially shows Tony Stank how to. Use the ironing board. He's like, look, this is how you do it.
He's always distracted by stuff, hence why he can't finish his surname, because every time he writes his name, he gets distracted.
My name is William Gagago. Oh.
My name is William Ginter.
Oh, what's that over there?
Oh, something shiny.
He's got ADHD, and it is difficult for him to focus on the squirrel. sorry, what were we talking about?
Abu.
Oh, he's such a major Alan.
Then we've got Abu Bakar.
He's the he backed the film on Kickstarter, and nice. So they gave him a credit.
Excellent, like that.
That's why he's Alan Bakar.
I'm doing the ones with actual names, rather than Guard One, Stan Girls 3.
Stan Girl 3 is the greatest.
Have you seen that film, Stan Girls 3?
It's all these girls standing up.
Yeah, that you see them standing around.
And they're like, where are the seats?
And the
don't know.
The villain is sitting down all the time.
Yeah, what he's taking up the one seat.
He's such a major Alan.
He's such absolute Alan. What an Alan.
Then we've got General Gabriel.
General Gabriel is the general.
Gabriel's.
Of Gabriel's. He's like, Gabriel's on me! There's an army. Charge!
Not literally on me, but.
Oh, God, I wish I'd worked with an army instead of just people called Gabriel.
Who are apparently not very smart.
I'm dead! They just trample him to death. And he dies, and it's sort of like, oh, well, there goes General Gabriel.
That's the end of that chapter.
It's the mini movie before the film begins. They're just like, look
Pixar
at this
thing. Thing.
Yeah.
Pixar animation.
It's the title of the film's called Look at This Dick. And they're just like, look at this dick. He can't even raise an arm. Probably like,
how dare
on
you?
Me.
All the Gabriels on me. No, not literally.
Oh!
By Gabriel.
What an asshole. They sort of just, even in death, they mock him. It's sort of, it's horrible. It's more of a horror film than a nice movie, I guess.
Then we've got Howard Stark, or Howard Stank.
Now, Howard Stank is Tony's dad.
He's also a duck.
Yeah. Have you seen Howard the Duck? Hit that duck, gets it on with that woman, off camera.
Okay.
And
then produces Tony Stank.
And produces Tony Stank.
Sure. Like it.
It's messed up, but you know what? That's it. That's life.
Yeah.
Life is messed up.
Life is messed up.
Have you ever seen a half duck man cramming the iron something? You're about to. So.
Then we've got
There's more characters.
There's loads of characters, but most of them haven't got names, so I'm just used to doing with ones with names, as I say.
Ramzeer.
Ramzeer.
That sounds like one of the monsters from Power Rangers.
He is. That's what he is. He's there just like, I've come to... Come on, putties, on me!
I'm in the wrong film!
I don't know, I can't even figure out who she is.
Yeah, neither can I. Wow.
Maybe. Ramzeer
is
one of the women in the suits. within the company of Stark.
Well, unless she's one, unless she was one of the
military people. Yeah, there you go. She's basically a lady that Tony Stark mistakes for a bloke. Because he's like, oh my god, you're wearing an army uniform. And
be a man.
And then she's like, she pulls a gun and puts it in his mouth and goes, suck on this, and then blows his head off.
He gets suck on this, so he starts to, and she gets a bit disturbed by it.
And she turns the gun on herself and just like, no good can come of this.
I can't even shoot myself because it's all wet now.
You've ruined this for everyone. And then she pistol whips him. It's quite gross, really. It's not the proudest moment. But he's really good at taking commands. He's just like, alright.
Suck on this, okay.
It tastes like a gun. It's like, yeah, it's because it is a gun, you idiot.
Why'd you tell me to suck it?
If only I had some household appliance that I could... That's how they realise. He's like, we can get this guy to iron shit. Hang on. Iron Man. He's like, okay. He pulls out the iron.
It starts ironing.
She's Pyrrha's also the origin of Iron Man.
Omar?
He's the guy from down the road who delivers the Yodel parcels.
Never gets it right.
Yeah, he's still training, okay?
He got a signature.
Yeah.
It was a line, but...
It was a dash.
It was somewhere...
dash.
Look, it was somewhere in the vicinity. It was somewhere in the near the town.
Near the town.
He posted it to a building, at least.
Yeah.
Look, it was in the same country... So you live,
just
so
underwater.
Yeah, I mean, look, it was the same geographical location. Okay, it was around the country somewhere.
It was on this planet in a multiverse.
Oh, that'd be amazing if all the parcels that don't get delivered properly are just going to the multiverse. They slip through their dimensional portal and deliver it to you in another universe. You're like, why have I got this Hollow Knight amiibo? Oh, I'd like a Hollow Knight amiibo. I actually meant
cool.
Shovel Knight, but...
But that would be quite cool.
Yeah.
Ahmed.
Omar's friend.
Works for me.
Next!
Pratt.
Well, he's an idiot, isn't he?
I was like, wow, that's a great name.
Wow, there's a lot of... random characters actually have roles.
No one refers to him by his real name in the film.
Like, what a prat.
He's not even worth being a major ally.
Goldblum?
No. Golmira Mum? Whoever that is, I have no idea who she was.
Golmira's mum.
Let's have a look.
Well, it's not even a good picture.
I think we're now in the category of just characters that we've actually just hit the characters.
Yeah.
And we're now just going into
random people.
Random people that are in the movie. So
or not even in the movie, they just want to give random names to people.
Well, they might be in the movie, but it might be like a journalist that was in the background.
Jimmy looks like he should be a journalist.
Let's look and see. Well, I having seen the movie, I'm pretty sure that those characters are characters that I don't recognise.
Yeah. I know. I feel like...
So I'm going to say that we don't need to do any more.
No, they're all less than women at names.
Woman at crap.
Yeah,
I know. Stan's girl, or Stan Lee's girl.
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming. So yeah, all the rest of them now I've got. Really weird names, like, as you say, women at crap, flight attendant.
I don't think
reporter,
we need to. I don't think
Keaton's
we need to look.
SUV.
I don't think. Basically, I don't think with this game we need to look at them.
No, we're done now.
Because everyone wants to know about what Iron Man's doing now.
Yeah.
Is he going to iron things? Will he be able to? We'll find out right now. So first of all.
What a major Alan.
What a major Alan. So the film opens up And Tony Stank is there with some creased shirts. And he's like, the big meeting's today. What am I going to do?
Look at the thing, I just climbed out of bed.
These shirts aren't ironed
properly.
I guess I'll just have to go. Am I meeting today?
So you went to the meeting naked.
Yeah, he turns up naked. Yeah. And
like, why have you got clothes on? It's like, wow, it's all creased. It's like, oh God, if only we lived in a society where we could uncrease clothes.
We need, if only somebody would step forward and
get kidnapped.
Yeah,
someone get kidnapped and find the way, like forced to invent something that will
iron.
Uncrease clothes.
And then, and they're like, "Well, I'll tell you what, we'll send him on a plane because that's what we do in this society. We don't know about straightening out clothes, but we know about." Planes, so let's go.
He flies to another country where they're having similar problems with their creased clothes. He's like, I've got the problem for you. I've got the method for you, not the problem for
he goes, I've got more problems for you. We've already got enough. We can't straighten out these clothes. What are we going
to
do?
And then you need to like invest in this and all your creased clothes will be no more. And I call it the Jericho. And it just fires like jeans and shirts everywhere.
And they're all...
Perfectly decreased, and then people just go, oh!
And then it just bursts into multiple socks and underpants. And just
lands, and you can just literally put them on, and they're like, oh my God, this is amazing. I've not felt so good in my life.
And they're like, so what happens to these clothes once we've worn them? And he goes, well, they get creased, but we'll just burn them, it's fine. So he gets into a Jeep with some people. And one of them was like, oh, we're going to, Mr. Stank, we're going to take you to the buffet to get some buffet food. And he's like, I love a buffet. And hopefully I'll be able to get some trousers while I'm there because I'm still naked. And she's like, don't worry. I've seen it all before.
We're going, we don't need clothes.
And she rips off her clothes and he goes, oh my God, you're a woman. And then she's like, suck on this.
Okay.
She's like, oh, this is weird.
I gotta end my. Oh, I can't. It's all wet.
Curse you, Tony Stink. And at that moment, the car flips over because the robots from Robot Wars have got into the side of the car flipped it over. And she's like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
If only we had some sort of thing that could straighten our clothes, we would be fine in this situation. And obviously the people are so scared of the Robot Wars robots that they run away and they leave Tony Stank, who's tripped up over his own nudity because he's like,
whoa.
If only I had clothes, I could have ran away, but I don't.
I'm stuck here.
He's wearing a pair of Converse with Batman on them.
Nice.
And he's like, that's all I've got. Oh,
what do I do?
And he's captured by the Robot Wars. Robots. Not even the people controlling them, just the robots.
And the robots have got want him to uncrease a load of clothes.
They're like,
so he meets
like
this old professor that's also been kidnapped.
And he's like, look, I think I might have worked out a way.
He's the guy who runs Robot Wars.
Yeah, he goes, I think I've worked out a way to uncrease clothes. And that is to heat some iron and rub it over the clothes and then it'll be straight. And he goes,
what do you call this amazing device?
He goes, it's an iron, man. And he goes, oh, okay. And then
I have a better idea. And he basically does the same thing, but in by himself and makes his own iron.
Yeah. Out
of
spare parts.
He puts a little bit of water on.
Yeah. He adds the steam element to the iron. And then he's like, I'm going to escape with this. I'm going to sell this to the robots. And he goes, but first. And then he bashes that guy's head in. Because he doesn't want the idea to somebody else come out and be like, hey, I came up with the main idea for that. He just added steam. So he beats his head in, and he adds a steampunk gauge to it as well, because he's like, you know, when I like steampunk.
When he escapes, he like smashes all the robots with the iron, and then he manages to get out.
He gaffer tapes two irons to his hands, and just like hits them.
A tank pulls up beside him, and he just looks to one side and points the iron at him, and then just squirts steam. A bit of water, and then the tank explodes.
Yeah, it rusts, instantly turns to rust and falls apart.
Tank water.
And so he goes back home, and his dad's friend, I'm trying to think of the actor's name now.
Who?
I can't remember his name. The guy from The Big Lebowski, Jeff Bridges.
Yeah.
Jeff Bridges is there, and he's like, oh, Tony Stank, you're back. How was captivity? He goes, great, I found a way to straighten clothes out. And he's like, oh, okay. Now, Jeff Bridges, he's been making products out of iron for a long time, and has been trying to work out the problem of creased clothes and how his industry can help creased clothes. So he's like, he has a go at a guy. He goes, Tony Stank made an iron in a cave with a bunch of spare parts. And the guy's like, I'm not Tony Stank. I'm just a random scientist guy. I created the cure for cancer. What more do you want from me? And he's like, get out of here, you're fired.
I want an iron.
So that guy gets fired, and he's not happy. He sort of slinks off, and he's like, oh. Anyway, Tony Stank is having a great time because he's making different.
Oh, what about making all like, these products? Chest thing, or has that not happened yet?
Oh, he.
I guess he gets too hot trying to work with it, and then ends up just installing a temperature gauge in his chest.
Well, it's actually the steam. He runs the steam from the iron through his chest for no reason. he's trying to vapor with it, I guess. Maybe.
Wow.
Yeah, he's not balanced.
No.
So his girlfriend sees this, and she's like, her name's Pepper Potts, and she's a Pepper Pig.
Just a pot.
She's a pot with pepper in.
And Tony Stank just picks it up and starts talking to him.
Yeah, he's like, I love you so much, you're so pretty.
Oh,
and
yes,
maybe one day we'll be married. What do you think, Pepper? And she's like, no. I mean, I actually think of you as more of a friend than anything. And he's like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to put you in the cupboard again then. Enjoy that. And he puts her back in the cupboard.
Aww.
Well, you know, there's got to be a bit of tension.
True.
You can't not have tension in a movie.
And then he improves on his iron device and installs Jarvis into his irons.
it tells you when the iron is at its optimum heat and when your garment has been optimally ironed.
Sir, creases are at 99%.
Water levels are at 5%. They're critically low. You may want to top it up.
Yes, you must refill.
At this point, Pepper Potts, who is a pot of pepper, as mentioned before, is worried about him because he's spending all his time making.
The camera just pans to a pot.
With a phone next
and then
to it.
Zooms to its face.
It looks worried.
It look like it's worried. It's just got a bit of like condensation running down the face.
So Pepper Potts calls War Machine, and he bursts into Tony's workshop and just goes like,
knocked over beside him.
Yeah.
And there's War Machine going, hello, Pepper, is that you?
I better go over and scream at Tony. So he just bursts through the door and goes like, war, huh, yeah, why is it good for absolutely nothing? Slug him now!
And can you stop doing this?
And then Tony Stank irons his shirt, and he's like, we could do this in the army. And he's like, no, you're right. And then turns his back on him, and then the ironmonger or Jeff Bridges,
four pairs of pants,
yeah, he's like I'm fed up of selling these other iron products. I want to sell the iron. I know. I'll kill Tiny Stank and then just sell it anyway, because that's how business works.
Yep.
So we'll take the blueprints of his iron, try and take it apart so we can build our own iron.
And he still can't do it.
Out of rocket parts.
He starts building out of rocket parts and it just ends up blowing, it just ends up being a bigger rocket.
It's just a giant iron.
Yeah, but it doesn't straight and close, it blows up and kills people. So, you know, not very good.
It just creases them more.
Yeah. It's like, oh, it keeps creasing things. So Tony Stank comes up and just rubs him with the iron and it starts to straighten him out and he's like, no!
My wrinkles!
I want to be wrinkly!
And then he ends up looking like he's like, and he's like, he looks like he's like 16. And they're like, you're too young to be here. There's an age restriction. Get out. And he's like, no!
My one wrinkle.
Curse you! And his parents come and pick him up and they take him away. And then he's like, I am Iron Man. And the press go, holy shit, he fucking Iron Things. Oh my god.
Iron Things. And at the same time, the guy comes in and goes, hey man, I've got burritos.
And that's the end of the film.
I've got some coffee for you too.
And he's like, no.
And then Phil.
I hate tacos.
And then Phil Coulson comes in and he's like, I'm the man.
Yep. I like it.
I'm going to go off and find Thor now.
And then in the end of the end of credit scene, it just pans over to like two soldiers and he's like, that guy is Major Allen.
I know, right? Can you believe it?
Such an Allen. Allen.
I am Allen. You are a felon. And then like Jimmy Fallon's there like, yeah, I am. Yeah, I am. I am a Fallon. But it's a guy, it's a Yorkshireman playing Jimmy Fallon. Because they couldn't afford him. No. Anyway. That was Iron Man.
That is Iron Man.
And he was a Fallon in the end, I guess. Well, there was a Fallon involved.
Whatever that is.
Yeah. Whatever that is, indeed. Well, I'd like to thank you for joining us on this fine episode of Big Timmy's House. Don't forget to check out all our social media rubbish, Big Timmy's House. I'm sure if you put it in somewhere, you'll find it above Instagram.
Speak to Jarvis, he might find it.
Yeah, Jarvis will find you.
Yeah. Grab an iron, turn it on, plug it in, leave it 5 minutes. Put your face to it and say, hello!
That's hot.
Don't forget to check out Jazz Chicken on the Twitch at JazzChicken87. He's making lots of wonderful videos, streams. He's streaming all over your face, neck and chest.
You can watch me live on Saturdays. Whoa! Between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. UK time. Wow!
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, sure.
And don't forget to check out our YouTubes as well for the YouTube videos that are on Big Timmy's House.
Yep, yep. I actually haven't seen my video. Yep.
Well.
I need to do that.
You better get watching. No. And if you have any suggestions for movies you'd like us to destroy, then... comment on our social medias and let us know. We'll probably do some more Marvel films, I think, because
they're usually quite good.
Yeah, I quite enjoyed that.
Yeah, or
musicals,
they're really good.
Oh, the Grease. Go back and listen to the Grease one again.
That's brilliant.
It's one of my favourites.
Sandy.
Oh. I also like Mary Poppins as well. That was good.
Step in time! Step in time! Step in time! Step in time!
And
there weren't enough musical numbers in Iron Man.
No, not really.
Anyway, I've been Big Timmy.
I'm Lady Giggles.
And I'm something.
Like you were trying to think of something.
Couldn't think very fast.
Like,
yeah.
Brilliant. brain has gone
just I'm a Major Allen.
Yeah. I was going to say, get out of my house. You're a Major Allen. I need to stop it, don't I?
Yes.
I got burritos.
You're still a Major Allen.